Today we're going to take a basic 808 tail and turn it into a heavyweight sub impact in Ableton Live 12. If you're into old school DNB, jungle, rollers, or darker bass music, this is one of those little techniques that can make a huge difference. The idea is simple. Instead of using the 808 as a long, generic bass sound, we're going to resample it, trim it, shape it, and turn it into a tight one shot that hits with real weight. Think classic reload energy, a deep drop accent, or that low-end moment right before the next phrase slams in. Before we start, remember this. In drum and bass, the low-end is not just about sounding massive. It has a job to do. It has to support the drums, stay out of the way of the snare, stay mono-friendly, and still feel powerful. So our goal is not just more bass. Our goal is controlled bass impact. Let's begin with the source sound. Load an 808 kick or 808 tail into Sampler in Ableton Live 12. Classic mode is fine. If it's a one-shot sample, turn warp off. Keep the pitch centered for now, and if the sample feels too long, shorten the sustain or decay a bit. You want a clean source that booms quickly and then gets out of the way. A good beginner move is to trigger it with a single MIDI note, maybe one bar or half a bar long. At a DNB tempo like 174 BPM, even a short note can feel huge if the tail is shaped properly. Don't worry about making it perfect yet. Just get something clean and musical playing back. Now let's make the tail more useful before we resample it. If the 808 has too much click, you can tame that with a low-pass filter around 120 to 180 Hz, or just reduce the start position a little if you're working in Sampler. If the tail feels too static, try a small pitch drop, maybe 1 to 3 semitones downward over a short time. That tiny downward movement can make the hit feel more physical and more dramatic. If the note is hanging on too long, shorten the decay. For DNB, you usually want the sub to move quickly. Fast arrangements need low-end sounds that clear space for the snare and kick. A tail that's too long can blur the groove and make the whole rhythm feel heavy in a bad way. Once the source feels right, it's time for the fun part. Resampling. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm the track, then play your 808 source and record a few hits into auto. Try to capture a couple of versions if you can. One at normal level, one a bit quieter, maybe one with a slightly different decay or filter setting. Tiny differences matter here, because later you might discover that one of those takes has exactly the right body. This is the heart of the technique. Once it's audio, you can treat it like a sample instead of a synth patch. That means trimming, fading, reversing, slicing, and shaping in a very old-school sampling way. That's a big part of the DNB mindset. Capture the moment, then sculpt it. Now open the recorded audio clip and zoom in. You want to trim it into a focused sub-hit. Cut away any dead silence at the start. Trim the end so the tail stops cleanly. If there are clicks, add very short fades at the beginning or end, or just nudge the trim point slightly until it sounds smooth. For a punchy impact, aim for something around 150 to 350 milliseconds total. If you want a deeper, more dramatic hit, you might go longer, maybe 400 to 700 milliseconds. But in DNB, shorter is often safer, because you need the sub to support the drums without stepping on the groove. At this stage, you're basically making a custom one-shot. The sound should feel tight, controlled, and intentional, not a random 808 lingering in the background. Next, let's shape the tone with a simple Ableton stock chain. Start with EQ8. Put a gentle high pass below 20 to 30 Hz to clear out rumble. If the hit feels muddy, you can make a small dip around 120 to 200 Hz. And if there's harsh click or top-end edge you don't want, soften the 2 to 5 kHz area with a small cut. Then add saturator. Keep it subtle. A drive of 1 to 4 dB is usually enough for this kind of thing. Try soft sine or analog clip if you want controlled edge. The point is not to destroy the sound. It's to give it density so it translates better, especially on smaller speakers. After that, use the output knob to match the level, so you're hearing tone instead of just louder volume. That's really important. If it sounds better just because it's louder, that can fool you. If the sample has any stereo weirdness, add utility after saturator and set the width to 0%. Sub-hits like this should be mono or effectively mono. In DNB, keeping the low end centered is a huge part of making the mix hit hard and translate properly. If you want a little more punch, there are a few ways to do that without turning the hit into a clicky kick. In Sampler, you can slightly move the start position forward until the attack feels more immediate. Or you can use auto filter with a fast movement to give the impact a bit of motion. Another option is drum bus, but use it lightly. A little drive can add attitude, but be careful with boom. In this style, Boom can get out of hand fast and start dominating the low end. At this point, you should be hearing something that feels more like a low-end statement than just a bass note. Now turn it into something playable. Drag the resampled hit into a new sampler or onto a drum rack pad. Set it to one-shot playback. Turn warp off if it's a fixed sample. Now you can trigger it like a custom drum sound. This is where it becomes really useful in arrangement. You can place it before a snare fill, at the end of a four-bar phrase, or right before a drop comes back in. That's where these kinds of sub-impacts really shine. They work best when they answer something. For example, in a 174 BPM roller, you might leave the first few bars sparse, then use the hit on the end of beat 4 before the main bass line returns. That gives the listener a physical cue that something is about to happen. It feels intentional, and that's a big part of good DN beat arrangement. You can also use it under a chopped break in a more jungle-style track, or as a short accent in a darker neural-leaning tune. The same sound can do different jobs depending on where you place it. Now let's talk about balance. This is where beginner producers often lose the plot. If the kick and sub are fighting in the same frequency range, the mix can get cloudy fast. So compare the sub hit with your kick in context. If needed, dip a little around the kick's fundamental with EQ8. If the sound is too loud, lower the clip gain instead of just cranking the fader. And check it in mono. Seriously, a sub that sounds huge in headphones, but disappears on speakers usually, has a problem in the low-end center. Utility is your friend here. Keep it simple, keep it centered, and trust what happens in the full track. Once you've got a version you like, save it. Drag it into your user library or save it as a preset. Give it a clear name, something like 808 Sub Impact DNB Dark 01 or Jungle 808 Tail Resample 174 BPM. This might sound small, but it's actually a big workflow win. You're not just designing one sound. You're building a reusable sample for future tracks. And here's a good pro tip. Keep your bad versions too. The one that feels too boomy or a little too clicky might be perfect later in a different arrangement, or as a layer under another hit. Don't delete too fast. If you want to push this further, try making two versions from the same source. Make one clean and tight, and another darker and more saturated. Or build a short punchy version and a longer, moodier version. Then use them as call and response hits in the arrangement. That can add a lot of movement without needing more notes. So let's recap the workflow. Start with a clean 808 tail in Sampler. Shape it so the decay is controlled. Resample it into audio. Trim it into a tight one-shot. Process it with EQ8 and saturator. Keep it mono and balanced with the kick and snare. Then save it as your own custom DNB sub impact. That's the core idea. We're taking a simple sound and turning it into a sample-based tool that works musically inside a fast, drum-heavy arrangement. For your practice, try making three versions, one clean, one saturated, and one shorter and tighter. Put them into an 8-bar loop at 174 BPM and test where each one works best. One might feel great under the kick. Another might be better before a fill. Another might land hardest at the end of a phrase. Compare them in mono. Pick the strongest one and save it. That's the lesson. Small sound design moves, big impact. And once you get comfortable with resampling like this, you'll start hearing all kinds of bass sounds not just as presets, but as raw material you can shape into proper DNB weapons.